Milo, Why Britain Should Leave the EU, to Stop Muslim Immigration. By Milo on June 20, 2016. I'm currently in Girdwood, Alaska. You may wonder what has caused the gay European population of Alaska to climb. Well, 100%, and the answer is that I am in the United States because I no longer recognize the Europe I grew up in. I most often talk and write about the United States these days. But today I must talk to you about my homeland and the problems it faces. It is important that Americans understand these problems because Europe's problems today will be America's tomorrow if y'all don't act to prevent them. For hundreds of years, Europe was a mesmerizing and unique continent packed with fragile and remarkable cultures in a comparatively tiny area. It really is small. You can take a train trip through several countries and experience half a dozen different cuisines, styles of music and people in the same time it would take to drive across an average-sized state in the US. But I worry that my Europe, the Europe of Mozart, Wagner, Rembrandt, Shakespeare, Hobbes, Locke and Hume, is rapidly disappearing. What has replaced it is a confused place with no clear identity, clouded with fear, run by unaccountable and incompetent globalist bureaucrats. Its people are afraid. They're afraid of something the media and political classes seem intent on encouraging, against the wishes of the people. I'm talking about the rising tide of Islamic immigration. This is a difficult subject, and one that many Europeans don't want to talk or think about, for fear of being branded racist or bigoted. But, to my mind, it's the most important dimension of the referendum, easily eclipsing questions about GDP, import tariffs and even national sovereignty. Europe has bent over backwards to accommodate Muslims, hoping with every placation that Muslims will integrate with their host cultures. But that's not happening. Instead of integrating, Muslims have got more segregated and extreme in their beliefs and practices. Think about some of the news stories we've seen about Islam. In Rotherham, 1,400 girls were raped by Pakistani rape gangs because the authorities were too afraid of being called racist to investigate their crimes properly. So-called rapefugees are flooding Europe. We don't see many women and children flooding into our cities under the cover of Western compassion. We do see a lot of fighting-age young men with iPhones. There is now a Muslim crime wave in Europe that governments won't recognize. In Sweden, recently crowned the rape capital of Europe, police have even been banned from mentioning the ethnicity of rape suspects. Why? France, motherland of Berlioz, Sartre, Debussy, Monet, and Cézanne, is today full of police no-go zones. Calais is now known as the jungle and the Paris metro looks like South Sudan, and is about as safe. In my hometown of London we've elected a Muslim, Sadiq Khan, as mayor. We call him a moderate, ignoring his past history with some nasty characters. The fact that his wife immediately donned a hijab after he was elected. His idiotic beef with Donald Trump and his move to ban body shaming ads on the tube. He has vowed to ban images of women in the public square in the name of feminism. But that sounds eerily like what happens in the Middle East, doesn't it? The people of Europe have started to realize they have not a radical Islam problem, but an Islam problem. Some Europeans might find this difficult to hear. They might even call it Islamophobic. But consider the evidence. A Gallup poll a few years ago showed that 100% of British Muslims believe homosexuality is an unacceptable lifestyle choice. Over half of them want it made illegal, too. 39% of British Muslims believe a woman should always obey her husband. And a quarter of them want Sharia law in the UK. I was in Orlando last week, the site of the deadliest mass shooting in American history. And it wasn't a troubled white male loser gunning down a school. It was a Muslim, described as not particularly religious by his dad, who killed 50 gay people and maimed 50 more. There is no reason to suppose that Muslims in Europe have any better opinions of women, gays, blacks, Latinos and, let's face it, everyone else, than Orlando killer Omar Mateen. Don't make the mistake of considering Islam a problem for gays. Muslims have a unique ability to be offended at anything. It's us today. It will be you tomorrow. Again, this isn't radical Islam. It's Islam. European elites have suggested adding Turkey to the EU. Turkey, once a country headed for a secular, progressive future, is now a hotbed of Islamic extremism. It is the home of the Islamic creationist movement and a dozen other deeply regressive strands of Islamic thought. Turkey does not belong in a political union with the United Kingdom. England's Brexit campaign is a positive step to regain its national sovereignty and prevent an influx of Muslim refugees. The EU, certainly, is not willing to do what's necessary to make people safe. In the past, immigrant meant someone who wanted to improve their family's future. Muslim immigrants do not fit that definition. They want to turn Bradford into Baghdad. Leaving the European Union is Britain's best chance of avoiding the fate that Germany and Sweden have chosen for themselves. If I were you, I would vote leave.